right, and you know it's time for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young. And happy Tuesday, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are kicking off with USA Soccer.
Kim, I guess you might say it was third time lucky for the U.S. men's national soccer team in Natal, Brazil, after World Cup losses to Ghana at Germany 2006 and South Africa 2010, both by 2-1 score lines. The Americans beat Ghana at Brazil 2014, again by that 2-1 score line. VOA's Tadi Abeje has this post-match report for us.
It was sweet revenge for the U.S. national team. They previously lost to Ghana in the 2006 and 2010 World Cups. It was a different result yesterday. U.S. forward Clint Dempsey scored the first goal 29 seconds into the game. The next score came in the 82nd minute. That's when Ghana midfielder Andre Ayew equalized, scoring off a beautiful backheel pass from teammate forward Asamoah Gyan. Then, 4 minutes later, U.S. defender John Brooks scored the game-winning goal, coming from a corner kick by teammate Graham Zusi. Brooks was the first U.S. substitute to score in the World Cup match. USA head coach Jurgen Klinsmann was proud of how his team played and responded after Ghana's tying goal.
We have a great spirit. I mean, the U.S. team always has a great spirit in fights until the last second. It was a little bit of a shock that Chosi got injured. At halftime then, Matt Beasler, we had to take him out because we didn't want to risk another injury. So it was a grind, but it was a wonderful one at the end of the day.
Klinsmann later said that despite the victory, his team needs to do a better job of controlling the ball. Klinsmann has been criticized for an earlier remark he made, saying that the U.S. will not win the World Cup. On the other side, Ghana's head coach James Kouissi Appiah was, as expected, disappointed. He said, and I quote, "It was a very tough game. Playing at this high level, any little mistake can cost you dearly. We didn't deserve the first goal against us, and we did create a lot of chances. Unfortunately, we could not take our chances, and the U.S. took theirs. The biggest question for the U.S. is the health of forward Jozy Altidore. As Altidore was controlling a long pass 21 minutes into the game, he hurt his hamstring. He was carried off on a stretcher and will be examined to determine if he will play again in the World Cup. The Americans are in a good place in Group G behind Germany. They play Portugal next on Sunday. In other results Monday, Germany crushed Portugal 4-0, and Nigeria versus Iran ended in a scoreless draw. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje.
Thanks, Tadi. Let's sample some reaction now from Ghanaian football fans after the 2-1 World Cup loss to the United States.
Lack of concentration cost us. Poor marking in defense cost us. So I think that we need to learn lessons that football is played over a period of 90 minutes. And you need to focus and concentrate for 90 minutes. So it was a matter of concentration which cost us this game.
It's a game. It can turn. So next time, let's do the proper thing.
We try all our best, but it's just that our luck was not all that there. Yeah, so we pray that the next match that we are going to face, we'll put more effort into that game that we played today.
Ghana played well.
We did not take our chances.
We had our chances, but I think, I don't know, I feel like we underrated the United States. It's a good team. They played good defensive, and they won. It's a game. We got to respect that. Good luck to them. Hopefully Ghana qualifies. If not, we'll come back in 4 years. It's a game, brother.
Go Team USA. Show the world what we're made of.
Voice of America.
From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Frankfurt, I made. I had the fourth of America.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In more World Cup news, VOA's Scott Bob had a chance to talk with some African fans at Brazil's famous Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
Copacabana Beach. African fans have gathered for the late-night match between Ivory Coast and Japan. Things are not going well. Japan scores early and leads throughout much of the game. But in the second half, two goals, 2 minutes apart, turn the gloomy mood joyous. The Elephants of Ivory Coast hold on to win 2-1. They have boosted their chances to advance to the second round, says Marie Ngonya from Cameroon.
Well, tonight, I'm really proud of the Elephants. They have made Africa proud. I hope they will go much further, and I'm rooting for them. Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. I'm with you with all my heart.
Merci, je suis de tout cœur avec vous. Merci.
The team still has a lot of work to do, says Ivorian Jean-Jules Porquet from Abidjan.
At the beginning, we weren't very hopeful, but as we see in Côte d'Ivoire, to be discouraged is not important. Then, suddenly, we score and made it to the end, and now we enjoy the fruits of victory.
Despite the late hour, fans from other countries are here to root for Ivory Coast. African football has come a long way, says Daniel Ngozi, originally from Nigeria, here with his Canadian friend, Max.
I think it has improved a lot in terms of the technical ability of the individual players. That being said, I feel as if there needs to be a longer way to go in terms of getting a team to gel quicker that we see with other national teams, namely from Europe. There's something that has to change there.
Abu Sangote from Senegal thinks Africa's best chance to win the World Cup was 4 years ago in South Africa, but he thinks they still have a shot.
I think so, because the African players are getting stronger and stronger. They've always had talent, but presently a lot of it's alone. For me, Africa should be at the top. I don't think it's taken much.
The high cost of plane fares from Africa has limited the number of fans traveling to Brazil from the continent. But the African teams are well supported by fans from around the world. Scott Bob, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
Thanks, Scott. Let's keep our Copacabana beach party going, World Cup fans. VOA's Brian Allen also caught up with some football lovers at Copacabana.
The skies are cloudy, but that does not stop thousands of soccer fans from all over the world. Most are wearing their country's jerseys. Cheers erupt spontaneously from one group of fans. Next to them, supporters from a rival country chant. Some fans kick around a soccer ball, while others enjoy the famous white sands of Copacabana. This is the World Cup, in the country most passionate about soccer. Vincent Bruijs is from Holland. He's here to watch his team play today.
We just get the feeling now, so it's nice. The first game we watched in a small bar at the beach, so I thought for this event, Holland playing, we will go here. So we're looking forward to that.
Ruffin Tanner is an American, but he's rooting for Spain.
Everyone's been friendly. The first night I ate with four Austrian guys. Today I ate lunch with probably nine Argentinians. I came here alone, and everyone's just been extremely friendly with me.
Fans from Argentina are expected to make up the largest percentage of international travelers to Brazil. Tens of thousands of them have already made the short trip across the border. Lionel is one of them. He's confident in Argentina's chances to win the World Cup.
I have faith. I always have faith, especially with Messi.
This man is from Istanbul. He decided who he would root for on the plane ride over.
I met a huge Bosnian group on the plane, so I'm hanging out with them. We have a historical connection also, so this is my team at that moment. I'm supporting Bosnia.
He says being here in Rio is the culmination of a lifelong dream.
I love football, and I just wanted to make one childhood dream valid. All my kid years, I was dreaming to watch all these big organizations in the place. Now I'm in Brazil. I love football. I love all these people from all over the world.
The party will continue here on Copacabana Beach until the World Cup ends on July 13th. Brian Allen, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
In Brian Allen's report, we heard one fan say, I have faith. I always have faith, especially with Messi. Argentine star Lionel Messi says he thinks Germany and the Netherlands have been the two best teams he's seen so far at the World Cup in Brazil. Both the Germans and the Dutch were very impressive in their opening matches. The Germans went on a blitzkrieg and pounded Portugal 4-0 with Thomas Müller getting the 49th hat trick in World Cup history. And the Dutch gained some sweet revenge.